Blog Talk Radio.
Live with the Cayman Hunter. I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. the Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled caiman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Danar of Richard Danar Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDanarMusic and facebook.com/RichDanarMusic. Thank you, Richard Danar. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc pond.
Hey everybody, this is Bam the Cayman Hunter coming to you live from Cayman Ranch, right outside of Austin, Texas. How is everybody today? Yeah, don't all scream out at the same time. All right, let's get started by telling you that the call-in number is 818-369-1429. It looks like I actually was on time today, so everyone's, I'm sure, happy about that. 818-369-1429 for anything that you'd like to talk about Cayman-related. All right, well, here we go. Let's not forget my partner Shane Lewis out in Baton Rouge. If you need any stonework, pavers, or anything like that, Lewis Stone, Baton Rouge. Richard Danar, wanted to say thank you and hello for the introductory music. And hey to him, to a friend of ours from Jackson Heights, where I was born and raised and grew up. No, I don't always say that. Don't forget our webpage, CaymanHunter.com. For any reason at all, you can leave messages on our message board. Send us an email at bam@CaymanHunter.com. Oh, let's see. We've had some people listening to us lately. Iris Orzak, hi from Jackson Heights that we know. George Bracalia, friend of ours from Jackson Heights. I'm trying to think of who else. I think my sister-in-law Heather might be out there listening. Marie Five and Wendy Wenz from ITR in the rooms. InTheRooms.com is the largest social networking for 12-step program people. Any 12-step program. ITR, that's InTheRooms.com. We have friends there too. Marie Five, Wendy, RT, Mr. Clean. And the Dot Mac, want to say hello to those guys. And some of our local listeners, recent listeners, pardon me, Python Man and American Heroes Radio. Now, let's see. Don't forget that after the show, archived copies of this and previous shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com, bam-the-caymanhunter, and at caymanhunter.com/radioshow.html. Yes, and if you are listening, or even if you're not listening, even if you listen later on to the archive stuff, please hit the follow button. You don't even have to really follow, just let me think you're following. Hit the follow button, it'll pop up, I'll say hello to you, and then you can hang up or turn it off, or heck, you don't even have to listen. But we'd like to see that you're following us here. On Twitter, it would be @CaymanHunter. If you go to intherooms.com, you can find me @CaymanHunter. Facebook is facebook.com/Cayman Hunter. And, and Skype, it would be Cayman Hunter without the vowels. So C-M-N-H-N-T-R, C-M-N-H-N-T-R. Charlie Mike November, Hotel November Tango Romeo. Now, if your fortunes have been good to you and you would like to make a donation, which I'm sorry to say is not going to be tax deductible because of the mix-up with the people that were trying to help us get that done, but we still do need rebar, sacrete, fencing, chicken wire, 2x4s, T-posts, greenhouse plastic, solar panels, solar battery storage. Also, I'd like you to know that we're going to try very hard, to make Cayman Ranch completely green. We're trying to make it so that we can develop enough solar panels to have battery storage so we can use the batteries to do anything that we need to do, including heating and cooling the crock pond, and heating and cooling whatever else happens to be out there. So we are going to try to go completely green. So if anyone wants to help out with the solar panels or has ideas for storage cells or knows how to do that pretty cheap, we'd love to have your input. Okay, anyway, now getting back to the program. Here we go. Today, let's see, what are we going to do today? I think we were going to, a couple people called and wrote, emails to me, and they were asking about, how did we all get started? How did we get started in all of this? How did we get into this? So I guess if I start from the beginning, we're talking about when I was 6 or 7 years old, probably. Let me tell you a story about that. One of my favorite ironies is naming pets for which there's no known connection. And it all started with me joking that there's no reason to bring a cat with a broken leg to the vet and spend $300 to fix it when for $40 you could get a new Fluffy. Yes, it was a joke. Don't worry. I don't really want to kill cats. But when Terry, my wife, finally got a short-haired tabby, its name became Fluffy. And we've had 3 or 4 Fluffies since, dating back 10, 12 years. Now, before we got Fluffy fixed, she went and got herself knocked up. And Fluffy decided to have her kittens in our bedroom at the head of the bed on my side, which was great for my cat allergies. But we did decide to keep one of the kittens, and that kitten was a solid gray long hair, so we named him Spot. Now, when we were living in a rental house before we got the house that we're living in now, we also adopted a solid black chocolate lab, which we named Snowflake. And even my wife got on board when she bought herself a betta fish and a very tiny fish bowl for her desk at work, and named the fish Godzilla. Okay, so off that tangent and on to another tangent. When I was about 6 or 7 years old, we got a spectacled Cayman as a hatchling, and we believed what the pet store owner said about never outgrowing their environment, and that they had a wonderful disposition. So we kept them in like a 10 or a 30-gallon aquarium, something like that. Well, don't believe the stories, and I can tell you for a fact that Cayman do not only grow as big as their environment, they will grow out of it. Many years and many feet later, we realized that the guy at the store was wrong about Cayman. And we ended up giving the animal to the Coney Island Aquarium in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, so ever since then, I wanted to get myself a Cayman for myself. I've always wanted another one. And I did a lot of homework, and I found out a lot about them, and I found out more than I really needed to know at first, and we decided that we were going to get one. And as these things go, we got one that looked like it was in pretty good shape, but then the next couple came, and we decided to pick them up too because they didn't look like they were in good shape. And then we found, then we got a phone call from someone who said they had one that they couldn't hold on to anymore and needed to get rid of it, so we took that one in. And then we met up with Shane, who also had four of his own, so we mixed those four in with our four. And that's how Cayman Hunter got started. And at some, from that point forward, we started doing rescues. Saving Cayman, finding Cayman that nobody wanted, try to catch him before somebody would release him into the wild in Louisiana or Florida Everglades, which is a no-no. Don't ever release an animal into the wild that doesn't belong there. That goes for snakes, that goes for lizards, that goes for monitors, that goes for Cayman, goes for everything. Find a rescue and give it to the rescue. If you call up enough places, somebody will say yes. You don't have to spend all that time. You go online. You could probably find, hey, look, if you got a tiger and you need to get rid of it, don't let it loose out in the forest. You go to my website, go to my links page, go to caymanhunter.com, and go to our links page, and we even have big cat rescues around the country. So you can always find a rescue that will be willing to take in whatever animal it is that you don't want to keep anymore. Lots of people get them when they're really small, thinking, ooh, this is so cute, but then they grow, and they get nasty, and it becomes harder and harder to feed them. Right now, we only have one Cayman. We have it out in the country where it'll be safe and sound. We have it over at a friend's house until we get the enclosure built back up again. They're way out in Thorndale, his name is Starbuck. That would be the Cayman, not our friend. And as soon as we get the enclosure finished, we'll take Starbuck. And again, we got Starbuck the same way. Somebody figured that the animal was too big for them to keep, even though it was so cute when it was small, and needed to get rid of it. And you know, it's funny too, because we've had calls from people saying, my Cayman is too big for me to handle. Can you please come and get it and take it and, you know, bring it back to your place? And we've said yes numerous times. That's exactly how we get our Cayman most. That's exactly how we get most of our Cayman, is by people calling and saying that they can't handle it anymore. It got too big, or they're moving and they can't take it to the new place. And here's what happens. Sometimes these Cayman are about 18 inches to 2 feet long. They're too big for that people to handle. And sometimes they're 4.5 feet long, which was the case with Angel. Angel was so big that they had taped its mouth closed and never bothered to take the tape off. When we got her, she was sick, she had mouth rot, and she had skin disease, and her teeth were falling out. So we had a lot of rehab we had to do on that one, and she was 4.5 feet. So sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big, but either way, they're always going to be too big for people to handle, or they had a child and they're afraid that the Cayman would get too close to the children and they didn't want that. So we do have Cayman Ranch out in the country outside of Austin, Texas, and we are rebuilding our enclosure, and we are desperately looking forward to getting that completed so that we could put all the animals back in the pond and start doing rescues again. Now, let's go once again with the call-in number, 818-369-1429. A few weeks back, we had a caller from Australia. We never got to finish the conversation. I accidentally, trying to put him on hold, hung up on him. If you're listening, I apologize. Please call back. Again, that number is 818-369-1429. And we're on the air live from 1300 CST to 1330 CST. That would be 1 to 1:30 p.m. Central Time,
noon to noon 30 Mountain Time, and 2 to 2:30 in the Eastern Time Zone. And I'm sure there's something corresponding in California, but who really cares about California, right? I'm just kidding. Relax, people. Relax. All right, so the call number is 818-369-1429. So okay, so we built the enclosure. We put it, since that time, since the time that we started, Shane and I got together back in probably 2000, 2001, something like that, we started with those eight. And since that time, we've had probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 Cayman coming through Cayman Ranch at one point or another for one reason or another. So that's why we got a lot of experience dealing with Cayman, different types of Cayman, lots of Cayman at the same time. We've had a couple of clutches when female Cayman lay eggs. We've had 20 to 30 hatchlings, I'd say, over the years. When they do have a clutch and we do get hatchlings, which we haven't in about 2 or 3 years, and we probably won't again for another 2 or 3 years, we do try to sell the hatchlings at approximately $200 to $250 each, depending upon how many we have and where they're going and how many you want to take. And the only reason we do that is because we're trying to recoup some of the money that we spend taking care of them to begin with. It is a very expensive hobby. And if you own a Cayman or want to own a Cayman, you have to know that it's an expensive hobby. They eat meat. Every week you have to feed them meat. Meat is not cheap. You have to take care of them, change their water, clean the filters, set up the lighting, make sure it's hot enough in the winter, cool enough in the summer. Water has to be cleaned and changed and heated in the winter and cooled in the summer. If the animal gets sick, you need to be able to take care of it yourself most of the time, because there's not a whole lot of vets that deal with Cayman. If you can bring them to us, we take care of them. But again, if it's something that, you know, you need to leave it here for us or something, we would definitely ask for some compensation. Let's see, what else? As far as the animals go, we will take them when they're too big for you to handle. We will take them if they're too dangerous for you to handle. If you do buy a hatchling off of us, and 2 years or 3 years down the road you decide that it's too big for you to handle, we will also take it back. Although you won't get your money back for the purchase. And I think that's only fair, because you go into it knowing, and I do ask you to look at our liability waiver on our website before you decide that you want one of our Cayman, or even if you get a Cayman from somewhere else. And this is also possible. There are other breeders out there, and if you do get one and it gets too big for you to handle, or you get too afraid, or you have a baby and you're afraid for the baby, once again, know that we will take it in. We will not buy it from you. We're not going to purchase it, but we will take it in. We will take care of it. And that's another reason why, because we haven't had any in a couple of years now, we really want to get the enclosure finished. So if you have any kind of construction experience or construction hardware, we'd be happy to take it off of your hands. All right. Let's see what we got. The caller number is 818-369-1429. If you'd like to call in, ask us anything about Cayman, we'd be happy to talk to you about them. Now, if for some reason you're a little bit shy, you don't want to call in while we're on the air, or you don't want to have your name mentioned on the air, or you don't want, you know, you want a little bit more anonymity than you get, you know, from a live call-in show, you can reach us in any number of ways. Write these down and go to them and click follow me as a favor to me. We got Facebook, which would be facebook.com/CaymanHunter. On Skype, it would be Cayman Hunter without the vowels, CMNHNTR. On Twitter, or at Cayman Hunter. In the rooms.com, it's Cayman Hunter. blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caymanhunter. Or you can email us at bam@caymanhunter.com. Or you can even go to our webpage, caymanhunter.com, and you can leave an anonymous message on our message board or guest book. Okay, so we have still about 10 minutes left. The call-in number is 818-369-1429. Oh, yeah, there's somebody else. Tracy out at the VA in Cedar Park. I want to say hello to her. She'll probably get this. Either she's listening live, or maybe she'll download the archive later. Well, we want to say hello to Tracy out in Cedar Park, VA. anybody else? I can't think of it. No? Can't think of anybody else right now. But if you do want to become a friend of the show, want us to mention your name, you do want to be, you know, on the radio, A, you could call in, 818-369-1429, or shoot us an email or leave a message on any one of those places I told you about earlier. I'll see if I can repeat them again in a few minutes. And let us know you're listening. Click the follow button on any one of those things, Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, any one of those places. Click the follow button or the friend button or subscribe button or whatever it is that button happens to be for that particular website. We are trying to get involved in as many of the social networks as possible. It's a little bit weird sometimes, though, because as I look up at the computer right now, I see that we don't have any callers, but I'm looking at the switchboard. But also I have tabs open for Twitter and Facebook, and I have two messages on Twitter and two messages on Facebook. But if I switch over, I'd get lost. I'd have to stop talking in order to read the chat stuff, the tweet stuff or the Facebook stuff. I'd have to stop talking in order to read it, and dead air makes for bad radio. And I haven't been able to figure out yet how to talk and read at the same time, unless I'm actually mouthing the words of the... Well, I guess let's do that. Well, let's take a look. Okay, on Facebook, it says here that they like my status, and they like my photo. Okay, there you go. See that? And on Twitter, it says I have two new tweets, and neither one of them is about Cayman Hunter. So there you go. No biggie there. No great loss, but at least you didn't have dead air, right? Okay. Have to go back to those and look at them later. Anyway, like I said, we got a call number of 818-369-1429. You can call any time from 1 to 1:30 Central Time and talk live. Or you can shoot us an email, bam@caymanhunter.com or any of the other places. So you can talk to us and on the message board in the guest book at caymanhunter.com, you can leave an anonymous message if you don't want. We do like friends of the show. I mean, you know, look, you want to help out somehow. You just like listening. You want to click follow me. You follow me, and I'll mention you. You know what? I think I should do that too. Let me take a look and see who are the followers. Let's see. Oh, yeah, okay. So my sister-in-law Heather's out there. Richard Danar's out there. Iris is out there. American Heroes is out there. Python Man is out there. Got some guy named... What? Guy name is Harry Canary. Oh, that's cute. Giorgio, Python Man, Iris are recent listeners. Yeah, so, you know, that's where we're at. We got a couple of followers, a couple of listeners. We'd like to see more names up there. We'd like to see that whole page filled with boxes. So if you're listening, just click the follow button. You don't even have to actually follow me. I don't care if you discard the emails or put them in the trash folder or delete them. When you get them, because they only send messages. They don't sell your or give away your email address. They just send you messages letting you know, oh, by the way, in 60 minutes, Cayman Hunter will be airing on Blog Talk Radio. And you can either listen or not listen, listen to the archives or not. Discard the message if you want to. But we'd love to see that box fill up with followers and recent listeners. We really would. Same thing on Twitter. On Twitter, we'd really like to see the following, the followers really pick up. On Twitter, it looks like we have, Terry is one of my followers. Lenny Blayfetter. Okay, cool. Lenny, how are you? Lenny, another friend of ours from Jackson Heights. Laurie, Library Lady 23. Laurie is her first name. And she's also one of our followers. My brother Neil and Mr. Queen from intherooms.com. Those are the followers on Twitter, whatever that's called. So we'd love to see you. We'd love to see you click that button that says follow on Twitter, on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. You can even get to those accounts, the Twitters and the Facebooks, from our CaymanHunter.com website. You go to CaymanHunter.com, and across the top of the page, also I think at the bottom of the page, and more than likely up and down the two far columns, far right, far left, you'll find tweet buttons and Facebook buttons and maybe not a Skype button, but Skype is also very easy. CMNHNTR, Cayman Hunter without the vowels. Be more than happy. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to see your name up there. We'd love to see. Those boxes filled up. Okay. Also, the other thing that I'd really like to see is some questions. People, write to me. Tell me what you want to hear about. Talk to me. Let me know how you're doing, what it's like for you having a Cayman. Send us pictures. Send us stories. Love to have that information. Anything that you see on the news about Cayman, send it to us. Send it to us, please. Finally, I want you to remember that every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Central, we are on the air. Here at Blog Talk Radio /Bam-The-Cayman Hunter. Next week, we'll be here at the same time. Please come back. Please hit the follow button. I think we got about 30 seconds left, so I'm not going to pick up any callers, even if there were some. But for next week, write this down, 818-369-1429. We'd love to hear from you. We're really glad you're following us, listening to us. Love to hear your voice. Send us a question. And happy herping from the Cayman Hunter. Have a great week.
Bye now.